surprise. Sweetest girl I've ever seen was that girl they call Irene. Irene, Irene, you are the girl of my dreams. Irene, oh Irene, sweetest girl I've ever seen.
Justin Matoy, ladies and gentlemen, Irene on a beautiful Saturday morning. Maybe a little hot outside, but it is still a beautiful Saturday. And get out there, just make sure you put a layer of clothes when you get out there in that sun, and you'll be okay. Don't go out there and thinking that you can wear only just a little t-shirt or shirt, or take your shirt off and say, it's too hot to wear any clothes. Guess what? The sun rays are saying, there goes a fool. And say, I got you this time. Wear you some clothes while you wear your layer of clothes, and you'll be cool after that. So just give you a little tidbits. Coming up is sung by Leroy Thomas. Good morning, Leroy, and your beautiful bride. Hope that everything is going well for you. We're going to play something from the CD, The Jewel of the Bayou. And by the way, if any one of you guys have some new music, just get it to us or call us, and we'll definitely put it on the air and play it for you. And here go Leroy, Leroy Boogie, on this Saturday morning.
Leroy's Boogie. all the Creole women keep dancing with me. It feels so good, Lord, I can't lie. I'ma stand up by this dance floor all night.
That Creole gal on a Saturday morning, 10 after 10. We are now in the third segment of Zydeco San Pasale, and you're listening to Zydeco San Pasale every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. JB and MC, we come out here and entertain you religiously every Saturday morning, live in studio of KRVS. So in case you give us a call every so often, and we'll pick up the phone, and we'll try to answer you and try to play the selection that you requested. Like the guys from Patouville, I will play your record here in a little short bit, so you stay tuned right here, because they want to hear something called Hot Rod. They are planting sugar cane. That's what they're saying. I don't know about that. It's a little early right now, but I guess they might be correct. Anyway, we just want to say good morning to a bunch of folks this morning that are listening. The Valos up in Gros Eel. Good morning to you. And, of course, my good friend Maxie Hutchison over there in Abbeville. She and her husband, good morning to you. I hope that you're doing well. The Huntsbury right there in Gros Eel. Good morning. And also, who else we got out there? And, of course, the folks up in Delcom. While we're in Vermilion Parish, we might as well just cover Leroy Marceau, all the way in Falkland Island. Good morning to you. And to everyone up in Vermilion Parish, we just want to say good morning. And my cousin over there in Gaydon, my number one cousin, hope that she's doing well. And let's see, my cousins in Delcom. We got, hey, you know who you are? Then the Lewis family, we're coming down in Lafayette. We're going to just drive down to Freetown. And that's where the Lewis family, Barbara and the entire clan, good morning. And let's see, we're traveling down 89 and coming all the way to Lafayette. And we turn on Collie Saloon Road. And we're going to say good morning to the Green family, Charles and Kennedy. And, of course, Ursula, the Praise Zone. We're going to say good morning to them and all of my friends and neighbors are down there too as well. And we're going to go on Green Road or Virat School Road. And we got Pickle and Shirley and Poontah. And then we got Joyce and all the rest of them. Go to Maurice. We're going to take 167 and go to Maurice. And better known as Lincote. That's where the Winters had a hole on everything over there. And the Winters family, good morning to you. Yo, Broussard, Ronald, and all the folks up there. And we got to move on the Glorious Switch and turn on Unity Road. And there is Pee-wee, Paul Broussard, or better known as Pee-wee. And, of course, my cousin over there, my nephews, rather. On, let's see, Bloomfield. Good morning. And there you go. Beatty, Mark, and all the rest of them. Good morning to all of you. Hope that y'all doing pretty good over there. And also, I also want to say good morning, and of course, and my condolences goes out to the Henry family, who's funeralizing one of the members of the Henry family this morning over at the church in Grand Coteau. They had the wake last night over at Melanson Funeral Home, and then the funeral is being held today. Of course, Lil Bit or Alba Davis' funeral will be this coming Saturday, and he will have visitation at Williams Funeral Home this coming Saturday. So, on the sad side, let's continue with some of that good music with Jeffrey Broussard. And Jeffrey Broussard says, Off Time Zydeco. What are the great artists, Zydeco artists? Let's listen to it.
Oh, yeah, baby. Woo!
Oh, Baba.
Oh, Baba.
Oh, Baba.
Oh, Baba.
Oh, Baba.
Oh, Baba.
Va doucement.
Va doucement.
Va doucement.
Va doucement.
Va doucement.
Va doucement.
Oh, Baba.
Thank you.
Going to go back a little bit in time because I tell you what, Gino played it so well. We got something we want you to hear too as well here. I want you. And Sean, I got your picture. I got your text. Please let him go. He promised to be quiet. He won't talk. I see you have him in that chair. Floyd, that's not my fault. Hello, Valsi. The big wood was Grand Bois, la valse de Grand Bois.
Yeah.
Now we're going to play another one by him. Just stay tuned right here because he said nobody told him that it was over. But they found out later on it was. Gino Delafosse, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Floyd, you remember that, huh? You didn't know it was over. Now you know. Hey, Floyd. I thought that you would enjoy some of this on a Saturday morning. Kind of lift up your life a little bit, lift up your spirit, because it's a sad time with all of this pandemic going on right now. So And I know that the Sean, the Siggies, and the Andersons are pouring that concrete right now. And guess what? They're falling in the concrete. I can see them right now. Somebody fell and stumbled and fell in the concrete. And so now they got to wash them off. Take all their clothes off and wash them off and just hose them off because they were not looking where they were going or they was just dancing. That's what happened. And so Corey going to try to continue making you dance on this Saturday morning at 10:30. Corey LeDay.
Thank you. You know you are everything, and everything is you. Twatin tuke charge, a tuke charge sit twat.
Terry and the Zydeco Band Boy. On his latest CD called Alone Zydeco, number 12, You Are Everything. Mrs. Simeon, hope that everything is going well for all the Simeon family, Houston and all over the place, and also right here in our midst, Opelousas area.
Country girl. coming to the club, she come to Zydeco. Well, she's brick house sack, I mean from front to back. When she shake her hips, I don't know how to act. She's so fine, oh my, she's my country girl. But she's so fine, y'all, oh my, she's my country girl.
Anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
¿Cómo se va?
What?
C'est brut?
C'est quand même pas si c'est brut. I don't know if it's...
Guess what?
What?
There's a new remedy for the COVID-19 that somebody's trying. They're now drinking. Some people are drinking. That's what somebody just called me this morning to tell me. They're taking some cow worm medicine.
Then they're going to turn into cows.
That's what it is.
Cow
worm medicine. Yeah. Someone just called me this morning to say.
Was it a bull they call you?
And they say, that person is taking some. That's what they say. That's what some people are doing.
People are trying, I guess, different things to try to.
Yeah, but they don't want to follow. They say, no, we're not following.
We're not going to do that.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're not going to follow the mandate, the mask, and all that kind of stuff, but they're going to take some.
Okay.
You ever seen? I never heard of cow worm medicine, but I guess there's some.
But, like, I'm sure they do.
But I guess it is. Anyway, that's the way it is, though. So you can't park out there, huh?
No, you can't park at UL on one side. I guess it's for the new students coming in, which I don't understand the process. But I guess they understand what they've done. You know, so it's just hard to park at UL right now. And I think it's going to be like that for this week and next week. So
really? Because when I got here this morning, they had them cones.
Them cones are all out there. They're still out there. The cones out there. The sheriff department's out there. So.
Oh, I saw the lights up there on University.
Yeah, don't get too frustrated because they'll take you to jail. You know, but.
Well,
I come from the. From the frustrating side of Lafayette.
Why is that, though?
Man, I left my house. I get on Louisiana Avenue.
Yeah.
Get to the light red. Not a problem. First light, red. Not a problem. Take off. Let me see. With the speed limit, 35. Okay, drive 35. Oh, next light, red. How can that be? And then the next thing I hear, I get to the next light, it's red. Four lights in a row.
Well,
maybe if I go to 40 miles an hour. I went to 40. Nope, it's red. You know?
They're supposed to be.
Then I get to the throughway, right?
Yeah.
Here go the light. Okay, light turned green. So, I count. 1,001, 1,002. I get to 9, light red again. I say, wait a minute. Three cars went. Now, I'm stuck. That's what took me so long to get here this morning. Then I get here, and then there's the parking issue.
But it's
what?
So.
In other words, it doesn't. The lights don't want, and I don't know who's controlling these lights, but they're not doing a very good job with it at all. They look like they try to keep you on the north side. Now, when you coming back in to get back into the north side, it's the same mess again. They won't let you come back in. They won't let you out, and they don't want to let you back in. Once you out, it's just frustrating, and it, you know, in the summertime and everybody hot and bothered. And it's just a frustrating thing, you know. It just you almost have to laugh at it. So it's so comical because every light is red, no matter what you do. And you can see it. You can see, it's green. When you're always like, get there, red, stop again.
I think that's why
you cannot be in a rush if you're going to leave from north side town. Leave with time.
But I think that's why so many people sometimes run them lights. It's because
they get tired of stopping.
Yeah.
You know, because every time you turn around,
it's just so short.
Yeah.
And some of those lights are just too short. And you got 2-3 cars going, and that's it.
That's it.
And they take off as soon as the light turns green.
Some of them do.
Yeah.
Well, some of them sit so long that they're on their phone. By the time the light turns green, they're still texting. So they don't take off. So it's just
it's a frustrating
leave
time
with
right
patience,
now.
Which the older you get, the less patience you have. You know, you see people, you're driving and you hear them talking and fussing and stuff. They just done lost all they had.
Can you imagine people who are driving behind old people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we as old people, we apologize for holding you. But that's just how we are. Then we give it plenty of gas. Then we get to the light, we're ready.
And you say, we just drive slow.
Oh, yeah. We just careful drivers.
Is that what it is, careful drivers or just drivers?
We're just careful drivers and trying to figure out, is that really what I see?
Yeah. Yep. Well, we have to say hello to Floyd and how he's doing over there with his nephews pouring concrete over there.
Yep.
And they told me to make sure that you get the message that they have Floyd under restraint. And so,
but they got him tied up, but the trap is still running. They didn't do nothing with the trap. Let the trap roll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they are enjoying themselves. They just found out that somebody tripped and fell. They weren't paying any attention. Fell in the concrete.
Now they fell in the concrete.
They had to. Yeah, they fell in the concrete. And all that wet damn concrete.
Yeah.
They had to undress them. They had to wash them off.
Oh, hose he was trying to off. Leave his body print. You know, like you leave a print. Yeah. He left a whole body print in there.
And they are a mess, I'm sure. Right
oh, now. I'm sure that they are.
But they're having fun. That's one right. good thing about them. They have fun yeah. in their family, and it's neat to be
it's
done.
It's a good thing.
All right.
All right. I want to say good morning to Curtis and to Noonie this morning up in Sherman, Texas, with Marie and George. Good morning, guys. Hopefully y'all are well. And try to stay cool. I know it's kind of difficult sometimes, but cool is where it's at. Hot is just hot. It's just humid. And I know there's a lot of places where people don't go out during the day. They go out during the evening. And there's a lot of turmoil going on in the world right now. It's just between COVID-19 and everything else going on. It's really bad right now.
Yeah, yeah. And the strap called me this morning and say that he's from Jacksonville, Florida, and say that they have a new band director over at Opelousas High.
Oh, they do?
And called Alonzo King. And
Alonzo King, where's he from? Yeah.
I don't remember right here, I think around this area, but however, they are all excited about it, and they're going to be doing some things, and he's going to send some information to me and for Opelousas High and try to regenerate it and rejuvenate the Opelousas High up there.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good idea. Jonas Bro, good morning. JB, good morning to you. You call. And then Simeon from around the Houston area called this morning. I want to say hello to Gil. He's suffering with his sciatic nerve and all of that.
Oh, that sciatic nerve.
Yeah. Mike Broussard is going to be over at Vermilionville tomorrow. And
okay.
So we're going to play something by him. Now, in fact, I'm going to play two selections on his CD from Mike Broussard. One is going to be the Lewisburg Two-Step, and the next one will be the Old School Waltz.
Old School Waltz.
So go with Mike Broussard right now. Let me see. We got everything done on Mike Broussard. Yep. Here we go. Mike Broussard, Lewisburg Two-Step. We'll be right back.
Monday through Thursdays, the Medicine Ball Caravan rolls here on KRVS following World Cafe. Continuing our unique hour-long blend of the newest releases from near and far, familiar, rare, and near-forgotten classics, and info of what's going on the local scene. I'm Cecil Doyle with the Medicine Ball Caravan, Monday through Thursdays, 11 a.m. here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Popular music, it's hard to top Brazil. Hello, I'm Georges Collinet. Join me for another edition of GC's DJ Roadshow when I'm joined by producer and DJ Beko Dranoff in Sao Paulo for a joyous romp through Brazilian music of the pandemic era. That's next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRX.
Sunday nights at 8 on KRVS.
Listen to music from the land of the rising sun with Japan Jukebox, Monday at 11 p.m. and Saturday at 3 a.m., only on KRVS.
Howdy, partners. This is Ornella Rose Champagne inviting you to tune in to Lost in Love, Saturdays at 5 p.m., right after Juke's Cantinas and Ballrooms. Don't go anywhere.
On August 24th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Mississippi Hill Country blues guitarist and singer Cedric Burnside takes the stage. Burnside was born in the blues as much as he was in funk, rock, soul, and hip-hop, which is reflected in his modern Hill Country blues. The performance is Tuesday, August 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Ticket information can be found at acadianacenterforthearts.org.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.